Good morning. It's 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the upcoming Sitka State Fair, I have Jeff Budd, Sarah Laurie, and Elena Brown. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So not too early to start planning for the Sitka State Fair.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be August 11th, so this will be the second one. And it went pretty well last year. We were pleasantly surprised in how it went and the entries and the it was only one day or only a half a day really. And so we'll again do the same kind of format. We'll be open to the public from 12 to 5. We'll have fair food. We'll have entertainment. We've started getting people already lined up for that. And we will have 23 categories this year that people can enter to be judged and get their first, second, third place ribbon. Everybody gets a participant ribbon.
And it's all about the ribbon.
It's all about the ribbons, I think. I think, you know, most of the stuff that we do, at least in the stuff that the Arts Council does is not really competitive. But this, I think state fairs are supposed to have an element of competition. And I think people in Sitka kind of like to see who has the best pie and the best jam or jelly or cake or whatever. Or photograph.
And that's you have 23 categories. It's just, huge.
Yeah.
And
well,
you're going to do this in 4 or 5 hours?
Well, Yes, we are. I mean, they'll be open to the public for 5 hours, but it'll take 3 hours for the last year. Probably the biggest concern we had was there wasn't enough time for the judges with just 13 categories. So we're asking for if anybody's out there listening would like to help judge, we're looking for judges. But we'll have more time for the judges this year as well. And I think we'll be better prepared and we have criteria for each of those 23 different areas. So we're ready to go. We did research on how to judge them.
That's terrific. And this is an idea that came from the Greater Sitka Arts Council?
No, Holly, it was another one stolen. Because 2 years ago, here's a quick story, was the people from the Palmer, the state fair, came down to the Chamber of Commerce, and they were talking about the state fair up there. And I thought to myself, well, we can have a state fair if they can have a state fair. So we tried it out, and people seemed to like it last year. So we're going to do it again.
So you didn't really steal. You're complimenting.
Right, complimenting, yes. We're taking a good idea from somewhere else, and people seem to like it here. We're not ready to bring in the elephants and the Ferris wheel yet, but maybe.
We just need to find a place
right to
put such a thing. Sarah, you're working with the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and this is going to be your first state fair?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And what's your role in all of this?
I am working with Jeff to just organize and streamline the fair a little bit more from last year. And also, I'm working on the visual aspect of it, so to make it maybe a little bit more clear to the viewers, different categories, and also what we judged different things on, what criteria we used to judge them. And also just to contribute ideas and have fun.
And they definitely need you. They doubled their categories. Is there some new categories you can sort of give us a hint of what's coming up?
Oh, yes, I can. Let's see. So new this year we have homegrown vegetables. We have spam hors d'oeuvres. We have smoked fish. We have pickling. We have a category called hobbies, and that's going to encompass all kinds of different things such as collections, crafts, so woodworking, all kinds of different things will fall under the category of hobbies. We have artisanal bread, and we kind of broke some categories down from last year. So instead of just pies, we have sweet pies and savory pies and sweet bread and savory bread.
Isn't that amazing that how much you can learn from the first trial? Like you had no, I guess you weren't expecting a savory pie.
I didn't know what a savory pie was. I don't know
just
if I still do. But what we did, we listened to the entrance and they said, you can't have a category jams, jellies. It has to be jams is one category, jellies is another category.
Isn't that interesting? You got schooled by the participants,
which
will only make this event even better. Elena, you're in charge of the photo contest that's going to happen. Did this happen last year as well?
Yes, last year we did Sitka Hearts Art as the theme, so each photo had to have a heart in it. And this year it's Sitka Tough, so every photo will have Extra Tough Boots in it.
Which is very Sitkin, of course. And no one can say they don't have enough inspiration.
No, I think people are pretty excited about this year's theme.
And is there a lot of folks own cameras, but I mean, how many people participate? I mean, do they see themselves as photographers, or are you encouraging folks to like go out and find that new photo, or maybe recycle something they've had in the past?
We do have a rule that has to be taken in the last year. I think the nice thing about this theme is you can have as much fun with it as you want. It doesn't have to be the main focus of the picture. They just have to be somewhere in the picture. And I think it's going to just leave an open field of what they want to do with it.
And what's the incentive to just have your photo shown? That ribbon?
The ribbon. And Harry Race will donate a few extra prizes to the winners. So.
Terrific. And Harry Race co-sponsoring it?
We are donating all the prints. So it's $8 to enter, which is a little bit higher than the entry fee for the fair, but they get to keep their 8x10 print, and all the proceeds go to the Greater Sacred Arts Council.
Fantastic. Yeah,
I should mention, too, that we have age categories. So there's 0 to 8, 0 to 10, 11 to 17, 18 and above. So you can, all ages can enter, and then they will be judged in their age category, or age bracket.
So everyone gets a fighting chance.
Yes.
Terrific. And since there's so many categories and entry fees and registration, where's the go-to place to see the big picture?
Well, you can go to sitkaarts.org.
Okay.
Yes, and to help facilitate that, we're going to have a registration on the day before the fair. So on August 10th, that is a Saturday, from noon to 3 at the Centennial Building, we will have a registration table set up to try to help people with that. So the website is available. We have applications at Harry Race also, and at our office on the Sheldon Jackson campus in the Yaw Building, room 108.
And we're at Old Harbor Books as well.
Ah, yes.
So there's lots of opportunities to see. And you have a couple months to practice your pie recipe, spam hors d'oeuvres, brush your bunnies, sign your animals, get everything ready. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff, Sarah, and Elena, telling us a little bit about the Sitka State Fair that's happening this year, August 11th at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yep. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you for joining me.